You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So if you're one of the millions, actually billions of people who read the international bestseller Freakonomics, you are familiar with listening to and contemplating thrills like these.
My entire academic life has been devoted to figuring out tricky ways to get at causality.
We kind of say, what if this thing that everybody thinks is so really isn't so? You see it all the time, people trying to fight against or build up something that they're sure is connected to something else, in which it turns out just isn't.
That's the voices of Stephen Levitt, economist, and journalist Stephen Dubner, dedicated to the proposition, which is what Freakonomics is all about, that what you think is going on is actually not what's going on. Well, Freakonomics is now a movie, and with us are Stephen Dubner.
Hey, John.
Good morning.
Morning.
Co-author of Freakonomics and also star of the movie, and Morgan Spurlock, who is Oscar-nominated director of the film Super Size Me, of course. Morgan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
And one of six directors in this film. The six different sort of aspects of Freakonomics are filmed in the documentary. Alex Gibney is also one of them, Rachel Grady, Heidi Ewing, Seth Gordon, and Eugene Jarecki. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Hi, John.
So, you know, I liken this film to kind of, and correct me if I'm wrong here, this is like a Bourne Identity meets a kind of a cash register receipt. I mean, it's sort of that
it's
exciting.
It's a great description. It is that big.
But you really do have a challenge putting an economics book, even with the intuitive insights and the fun that you can get from reading Freakonomics, into an actual film. Morgan?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think these guys, you know, wrote such a brilliant book. And for me, what I always try to do, and we always try to do with all of our films and television projects, is make data interesting. Is how do you make, you know, these types of topics, you know, something that's entertaining, something that's fun, make it digestible, you know, easy to swallow. And I think that
Super Size Me, yeah.
Exactly. And right. I think that, you know, there's so much just rich material in that book. We just went crazy with it.
What I thought was the great idea here was the idea from Chad Troutwine, who's the producer, who said, look, this book, Freakonomics, is, as we've always said, kind of a book about nothing. There's like no through line. There's no big theme. There's just a bunch of random stories. So he did the natural thing, extending it into film by saying, let me get a bunch of really great directors, Morgan and the others.
Who are all good at saying nothing.
Exactly. A long history of accomplishing just nothingness.
That's right.
And put it on film and spend a lot of money to put that onto film.
But the amazing thing, and you know, you talk slightly cynically and dismissively there, but what's great about this film, I think, is that you get a sense of how intuitive some of the Freakonomics idea is. There are people on the street, for instance, on the names question, right? The issue of what kind of a name you have is sort of your destiny, mm-hmm. Which is something that's explored in one of the vignettes in the film.
Morgan's piece.
Names are important because they have a lot to do with your family, your heritage.
If a name represents you, you know what I mean? Street credibility, all of that.
Names are definitely a big part of meeting someone.
A name can make you popular and a legend.
Without a name, nobody.
I mean, people have a sense of what's going on here, and you hear it in their voices.
There is definitely a distinction between names for white people and names for black people.
Black names be like Malik, Jaquan, Nashawn, Naheem.
Tasha and Shamika.
Shaniquas and the Nashawns and the Kayshawns.
I know this girl, her name is Treasure, T-R-E-Z-U-R-E. Struck me as typically, you know, more African-American name.
What really starts to come out of this piece that you find to be amazing is just this continued thread of like underlying racism in America that's really obvious the more you start talking to people.
Well, part of the news, and you know, Freakonomics addresses this directly, part of the news is taking intuitive sensibilities and trying to turn them into policy. You know, good policy, bad
yeah.
policy. And if you miss the causality element, you get it wrong, even if you feel good. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's a very fair assessment. And I'll be honest with you. Levitt and I have had a great time writing this kind of material where you take topics that range from, you know, baby names to crime to corruption, you know, from the very trivial to the very serious, and just approaching them in a different way. In other words, instead of looking at them through the political or emotional lens that people usually use an economic lens. It doesn't mean it's about money. It's about incentives, and it's about, you know, a little bit about game theory and things like that. The frustrating part, I'll be honest with you, is even if you can prove to someone that you're right about something that they should care about a great deal, if they emotionally differ with your finding, they are really good at ignoring what you've had to say. In other words, the most rational piece of research and writing we can produce still is not really going to change policy, because when we look at the way policy gets made in Washington, it's not about rational. We know that. it's disappointing to see it acted out every day.
Morgan, how do you keep a project like this from becoming a stunt? For instance, in Freakonomics, it turns out if you hold a baby over a vat of boiling water, you're really careful with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, you know, we really tried to be incredibly true to the text and a lot of the material that was in there. I think that was my first goal, was just to make sure that we would create something that would live up to the expectations of, I think, Levitt and Dubner and what they did with the book.
Well, the movie is Freakonomics. Morgan Spurlock is one of the directors. Stephen Dubner, of course, one of the stars and co-author of Freakonomics. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, John.
We should welcome Stephen Dubner to the WNYC family, by the way. He's launching a new podcast for Freakonomics Radio that will be available on iTunes on October 5th. And you'll hear his first Freakonomics Radio production on Marketplace next month.
Next week, yeah. Well, next month is next week.
I'll
come to the takeaway anytime you want.
You just step on us on your way to the top.
You keep the door open and I'm coming in, whether you like it or not.
Freakonomics.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.